Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live here on MSG, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino along with Roman Oben. And in talking about Tom Coughlin's injury list today, Amon Bradshaw, a guy that sticks out, you know, he says he's going to play. But Tom says the doctor makes the final call. And you know what, Roman? Not every team runs their deal that way.
Well, I think it's better when you listen to the doctors, because doctors care about the total life of the player, not just that week. You know, some teams go, if it's on you, we'll see game day. But you don't want a guy rehabbing in the offseason because he played when he probably shouldn't have played during the season.
All right, so let's see if Bradshaw is able to get clearance from the medical staff before he takes the field against Baltimore. Now, in terms of what the Giants have to do, it's very simple, folks. Win two games, and you're in the playoffs, at least as a wild card. And that's because there are several teams that have six losses, Roman, including Minnesota and Chicago outside the division.
Well, obviously, Paul, the Giants have put themselves in this precarious position. You have the fourth seed locked if you win the division. Now they're really on the outside looking in. But it's a two-game season. And if you put yourself in a position where if you win, you're in. And it's, again, two-game season. They've got to get it done these next 2 weeks.
All right. The bad news is if the Giants go 1-1, it's going to take a very unbelievable mathematical equation for them to make the postseason, which points to the problem, Roman, of inconsistencies. The Giants have been up and down all season long.
Now, one thing you can't do, Paul, is you can't keep saying, well, this is where they've always been. They've always used that late-season push. That's never by design. But the Giants have been inconsistent across the board at a lot of key positions. But this is a time of the season where integrity, character, the leadership of the football team has to step up and has to let them play well. So this is where the Giants have to be going into this Sunday.
Okay, it didn't work out very well in Atlanta last weekend. Eli Manning, no touchdowns and two interceptions. The fifth time this year he's had multiple interceptions in a game. What's going on with him?
Well, Eli Manning's been very honest in the press conferences and post-games, you know, putting his team in a bad position. But I think it goes back to the quarterback-receiver relationship. And that relationship hasn't been – it's been there in spurts, but it hasn't been there all season. But it's funny, Paul, when you've got Aaron Rodgers, you know, Romo or Drew Brees on the other sideline, he seems to play a lot better. Didn't work against Matt Ryan. But again, when Eli has really got his back against the wall, he's going to step up and perform.
All right. Of course, it would help if he had a running game to go with that. And now Bradshaw may or may not play, which means David Wilson may get his second straight start. Had 50-plus yards against Atlanta, including one 25-yard burst.
But I think one thing about David Wilson last week that we discounted, three kickoff returns for 66 yards. So you didn't see the burst in the special teams. But running the ball, you're almost hoping because of that burst, that energy, that turbo, one run is going to break for 50 yards. Happened the week before against New Orleans. Didn't happen last week against Atlanta.
Okay, Roman, it's time to get to our Twitter question of the day, and it just so happens to also be about the Giants' offense. It comes from Eliable, who says, why aren't the Giants making as many big plays this year? Cruz and Nix combined last season for 14 catches of 40-plus yards. This year, they only have five between the two of them.
Again, it goes back to the quarterback-receiver relationship, the inconsistency. When the running game, or the passing game, rather, is working well, everyone's on the same page. How you read blitzes, where you see those holes in the coverages. And when the running game is going well, everyone's blocking well across the board, not just the line, but the perimeter blocking. That's when you see those big plays in the running and in the passing game as well, when everyone's doing their job at the same time.
Roman, let's continue to talk about big plays, but on defense. The Giants gave up three bombs of 35 or more yards against Atlanta, including the one touchdown catch by Julio Jones.
Yeah, one thing unfortunate about defense that creates a lot of turnovers, sometimes they gamble. Sometimes you play the ball, and you're looking at the quarterback, and your man kind of gets behind you. You look at what Harry Douglas did last week. Julio Jones obviously had a big touchdown. But one thing that's good this week, Paul, you got Prince and Kenny Phillips coming back. That's going to be an added advantage for some of the backups that had to play, and that's going to actually help special teams. Those guys won't be playing as much on defense.
But you know, Roman, you got to get pressure on the quarterback. Giants only had one sack and three quarterback hits against the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, historically, this season has been really underachieved from the D-line, specifically Tuck, OC, JPP, 15.5 sacks combined. You're hoping this Sunday, fast track, Baltimore, an offensive line, both tackles giving up 17 sacks. Michael Oher, the left tackle, famous left tackle, but they haven't played well. If there's a game where the Giants can get some sacks, it's going to have to be this one on Sunday.
Yeah, and then, you know, Roman, the other thing that Tom Coughlin addressed in that news conference was the missed tackles, the sloppy tackling. The Giants have to be fundamentally sound, and when guys hit somebody, they got to take them down. None of this slipping around with butterfingers. That's one big thing that's hurt this team all year during their inconsistencies. When we come back, we'll delve into the Baltimore Ravens. Stay with us here on MSG. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. Paul Dottino and Roman Oben with you. And we're talking about a Baltimore Ravens team that plays the Giants on Sunday. They've lost three in a row, and in doing so, have given up an average of like 380-something yards per game and 29 points a game, Roman.
Yeah, this isn't a Baltimore Ravens defense that the NFL is used to seeing. They've had a lot of injuries. They've been inconsistent. And losing three in a row, I mean, the odds are against them losing four in a row, but it just shows that it's going to be a dogfight on Sunday for two teams that really desperately need a win.
Now, last week, they brought in Jim Caldwell, the former Colts head coach, to become the new offensive coordinator for Cam Cameron, and they were like 1 of 13 on third downs. But the one characteristic we saw, they ran more than 50% of a no-huddle offense.
Well, that was the problem with Cam Cameron. You know, I know him very well with my tent in San Diego. They were about 59% throwing the ball and 31st in the league in time of possession. So that's something that was really unbalanced offensively, and that's what led to that change in quarterback. Change in offensive coordinator. Jim Caldwell was quarterback coach for Peyton Manning those Colts days. Tom Moore was the coordinator. So he hadn't really called plays before, so it's going to be interesting to see how they do this week with Jim Caldwell.
Yeah, the Ravens come off a real beatdown by Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. But, you know, when really you talk about the Ravens offense, you got to start with Ray Rice. Four 1,000-yard seasons. He's got 9 rushing touchdowns this year, averaging 4.5 yards a carry.
And he's got 55 catches, so he's really your modern-day Roger Craig, so to speak. I mean, what Ray Rice does that Baltimore offense. You see, a couple of weeks ago, he made a 4th and 29 against the Chargers that enabled them to win in overtime. So Ray Rice drives the bus on that offense for the Ravens.
Now, we're going to try to find out from Baltimore today what the deal is with Torrey Smith, whether or not his concussion is going to keep him out of this weekend's game. He's averaging over 17 yards per catch, Roman, and he's got the only 50-plus yard pass reception the Ravens have this season.
Well, Torrey Smith is really your top-end speed. He's the guy that has fifth gear, and he's the guy that enables Joe Flacco offensively to take those risks down the field, and he draws some safeties over the top. So he's a guy that you definitely have to be aware of downfield, especially the big plays that the Giants have given up on defense.
And when they go to the medium-range pass, it's Anquan Boldin and Dennis Pitta, the tight end. Pitta had 125 yards and 2 touchdowns last week, and in fact, has 5 touchdown catches over his last 6 games.
Yeah, Dennis Pitta replaces that Todd Heap sort of role that he has in that offense for the Ravens. Very reliable guy, good hands. He was a BYU guy, so he was mature when he got in the league, probably 25 years old as a rookie. But again, he's a guy in the intermediate, down the seams, that's going to be very reliable for the Ravens.
So people tell me, hey, you know, Bolden's a pretty good player too, and I understand that, but, you know, he's got a little long in the tooth, and let's face it, had a lot of years earlier with the Cards.
Well, Bolden's productive. He knows defenses. He's highly productive. He's got good hands, and he knows how to get open downfield.
All right, now, the Ravens have won 9 games this year, but, you know, they've also been banged up, much like the Giants. At one time or another, they've had 15 guys as part of their regular rotation be hurt, Roman.
Yeah, especially all those guys on defense. I think 12 of them are on defense. I mean, look at the number of all these guys, McClain, Pollard. I mean, all these guys across the board. And that's what has enabled them to give up a lot of those yards. But when they get in the red zone, they're a lot tighter. I think they're top 5 in the league as far as red zone defense because you don't have to cover as much ground. You can be a little stingier in the red zone.
You know, you saw Ed Reed on that injury list. Guess what? He still has 4 picks, including 1 return for a touchdown. The guy is always going to be a ball hawk.
Yeah, Ed Reed is an animal. As you know, he's playing with a torn labrum. He's going to play. He's not going to be on anybody's injury report. And obviously, Ray Lewis, heart and soul of that defense, he may or may not be activated on Sunday. That's going to be a huge lift for Baltimore if he does play.
Oh, he is the number one emotional factor that helps that Ravens team go. In any case, the Giants and Baltimore Ravens will do battle on Sunday. Don't forget, MSG's opening drive live will be live right here, 10 o'clock on Sunday morning as we prep you for the kickoff. He's Roman Oben. I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time on Giants Press Conference Live.